This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 330 for Wednesday, March 29th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Canada futures are higher on Wednesday, continuing the rally based on the funds getting out of their very large short positions. At the final settlement, the May canola contract gained $7.60 at $770 per ton, and the July contract rises $4.10 at $752.10 per ton. Increases in the Chicago soy complex are spilling over into canola, with additional support from upticks in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Global crude oil prices are slightly lower, putting a little bit of pressure on the vegetable oils. The United States Department of Agriculture attaché in Ottawa projects canola production in Canada in 2023-24 to be 18.3 million tons. That's under the current estimate of 18.5 million tons from Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada. Stats Canada is not scheduled to issue its call for this year until the end of April. The Canadian dollar is higher, with the loonie at 73.67 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 73.39. Tensions over the war in Ukraine are apparently ramping up as Interfax reports that Russia is ceasing all nuclear-related notifications with the U.S. Interfax also says that Russia is building 61 grain vessels, with the first of the ships to be ready in about 3 years. The USDA says there's yet another sale of current crop corn to China. Today's sale is for 204,000 tons. The USDA reports that 2% of the soybeans in Louisiana have already been planted, plus 7% of the corn crop in Mississippi. The department will resume issuing weekly crop progress reports on Monday. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says ethanol production averaged just over 1 million barrels per day. Ethanol stocks grew to 25.53 million barrels. The planting of the second corn crop in Brazil is said to be 96% finished. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday. The May contract advances 9.5 cents at $14.77 per bushel. May soy oil adds a third of a cent at 55.38 U.S. cents per pound. And May soy meal nudges up 30 cents at $4.58.20 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Wednesday as the May contract is up 3 cents at $6.50.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with its May contract down 3 cents at $3.76. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago May gains a nickel at $7.05. Kansas City May sheds 2 cents at $8.70.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May loses 1.5 cents at $8.81. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, March 29th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.